As the city of Tampa tries to cope with the reduced funding, which could lead to more staffing cuts, the city council today took the first step towards hiring their own budget analyst. City Councilman Tom Scott led off the discussion.
And what you have is one of the most single act that you perform, or that you do, is the budget. Once you get it from the administration, it becomes your budget. You have the power and the authority to scrutinize that budget and also to change the budget as well. We hired an analyst over at the county commission, which proved, to my opinion, to be very advantageous. The only question I would raise at this point is the issue of the budgetary constraints that we're under. But I do think that that the charter provides for this council to hire an analyst.
Other council members quickly endorsed Scott's motion. They all praised the mayor's budget analyst, Bonnie Weiss. But council member Linda Salcena said they didn't want to tax her resources.
On the other hand, we've never faced the kind of budget that we're going to be facing, not only this year, but in the next several years, because of the constraints imposed upon us by the Florida State Legislature. And so we've got to be more clever than ever in terms of figuring out how to address it. And I think that this would give council a tool that would help us best do our jobs.
But such a sentiment wasn't unanimous. Councilman Charlie Miranda said that as he hears daily about more layoffs in the public and private sector, and as he sees the city's budget cut due to property tax rollbacks, now was not the time to hire a new government employee.
It would not be, in my conservative view of life, to hire another individual on either side of the government, not only on this side or on the other side, but then to tell the same people we're going to cut 50 jobs or 100 jobs, but we're going to add some to us.
Council Chair Gwen Miller agreed with Miranda that it would send the wrong message as the city cuts jobs to go out and hire a new staffer when the city already has a budget analyst.
These people have a life that they have to have been living for a while, and they're losing their job, and you hiring somebody else, paying them. I can imagine how they would feel, because I would feel the same way. You laid me off and you hiring somebody, why you didn't keep me so I can still keep my livelihood going? People have kids, they have bills, they have insurance, they have everything. You're going to lay these people off and then hire somebody? I can't see you doing that. It's not fair to the workers and for the city.
But Councilman John Dingfelder tried to make common cause with Miller by saying he was equally unhappy about city workers who were scheduled to be laid off soon. He said a budget analyst could possibly save other jobs by giving the council more data on the city's finances.
Whether or not we hire a part-time budget analyst for, you know, $20,000, $40,000, whatever it is, okay, will not save, you know, might save one of those jobs, but it won't save the other 99. But what that budget analyst position could do, okay, is assist us in finding ways we can cut other parts of the budget to save the taxpayers' money and to help save some of those jobs.
City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern said it was incumbent to hire a budget analyst so that the council can fully do their job as being fiscally responsible.
Yeah, the fat that we collected in property taxes over the last 2 years was a huge, huge amount of money. And now it's getting cut. And we are going to have to figure out what to do with it. But there's a lot of money and there's a lot of staff who are moving that money around, and there's no way that we can make a competent decision about approving anything in the budget.